Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This woman has 10 rules for anyone she's going to be in a relationship with. She's going viral for this.
Okay, that's a lot of rules.
She says, 10 controversial things in my long-term relationships.
Okay.
Do you guys have any hard and fast rules like that?
I probably have plenty. I mean, yeah. Really, but, you know, like, no racists.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheaters, no racists.
Like my friend Frank from college, he always had a rule not to date horse girls.
Okay.
Because horse girls are uppity and pretentious.
All horse girls or the cat, because there's two categories. Yeah, there's two, like rodeo types. Horse girl and
dressage.
Owns a horse.
Yeah. There's dressage and there's country horse girl.
Yeah.
Dressage are rich girls and rodeo horse girls are sluts. Well, everybody who works in horses.
I wouldn't rule out either of them. I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
We just convey the rules to you.
One's got money and the other looks great in jean shorts.
Yeah, you guys have seen Yellowstone. That cowboy bunk.
Yeah.
It smells like sex in there all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cowgirls sound kind of nice now that we're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, I like the outfits.
Yeah. I like that.
Either way. I mean, honestly. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not one of my rules. That's just one of that, you know. Non-lover man rule.
His rule was especially, like, specifically relating to equestrian dressage.
Right, yeah,
horse girls.
Yeah, you'll always be second fiddle to equestrian.
Let's hear this lady's rules and see if you like them and you'd be interested in living by them if she was someone you were into.
All right, I'll make note.
Oh,
we don't have to play it because I realized moments ago that. We never talked about if I was going to read them or we were going to play them.
Yeah, I can get them.
Let's let me read them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number one, we did the same thing.
And she's kind of like, she talks a lot in the video and I think you'd be better at just reading the list.
I think
she
is. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Looking at it with the sound down, I thought, I bet she's annoying.
She doesn't land her plane very quickly.
Well, you always say that you don't like to listen to women yelling. You like to tell them to shut up.
No,
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
Right, I had to work on my non-regional diction after I said that. But yeah, both always have their phone location turned on. Number one rule. This is a dating trend that has started with tech advances. She says she and whomever she's in a relationship have to have location turned on.
Already out.
Okay.
You are.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect that of somebody I'm with, and I don't feel like I should need to be monitored all the time with whatever I'm doing. Like, I mean,
it's a lack of trust.
Like, why are you at the mall?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you here? Like, I don't, because I need to be, because I want to be. Sorry I didn't ask you, like, if you needed something from the mall, you know, like, I don't want that, and I don't want to know where she is all the time.
We have it turned on because it's nice, like, Kayla can track. Like travel or whatever, or I can go, Ash, I know she should be heading home right now from this appointment. I'll start dinner. Oh, here she is. She's at this point. Mm-hmm. But I don't fret about her knowing where I am because she's not the jealous type. And I know I'm not anywhere I'm not supposed to be.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Like in your situation, if you go, hey, do you think we should turn this on? It might be helpful. Okay, fine. But if it's like, you have to have this on all the time.
It is a gigantic difference.
That's different. Yeah. It's just different.
Yeah.
Number two, no strip clubs. She says that's someone's daughter and it's gross.
Oh my God. I hate when people say that about strippers. That's someone's daughter and it's gross. Who cares?
You're someone's daughter. Don't have sex anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like who cares?
Your dad would be grossed out by that. So would your mom.
I used to give airbrush spray tans to strippers all the time. One, they were great. Strippers are people too. And most of them were doing it because they wanted to, because the money was really good.
And yeah, strip clubs and a lot of them will be like dental assistants one day or something.
Yeah, exactly. You never know. A stripper could be a teacher one day. Anyway, I love strippers and I love strip clubs and I think they're super fun. And they have great buffets.
A lot of them do have surprisingly good food.
I know. I'm not even joking.
Steve, have you ever eaten at a strip club?
Yes. I had
Maitland, have you? I'm the only one.
I have not eaten at a strip club. But I get the rule thing, though. Like, that's not like a hard, fast rule, I guess. Yeah. But my thing with it is just if you go, tell me. Tell me while you're there. Because I don't want to find out later.
Yeah, that's sketch. You haven't eaten a strip club.
But I haven't eaten a strip club.
Ever eat out after one?
Yeah.
Number three, girls' trips or boys' trips are allowed.
Oh, they're allowed. Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
Have yourself a nice trip as long as your significant other knows when you've crossed the street or come within 100 feet of a strip club, they add editorially, because I guess that's fine. Your location services are on and you've already agreed no strip clubs.
Okay.
So one of the things about the rule you just said about boys' trips and girls' trips are fine. I have a girlfriend, Jessie, and her girlfriend and her have been dating for years. And it got to be a gray area on girls' trips. Do they both come together? Because they've got separate groups of friends. And very early on, they were like, I mean, no.
Like, are they a package deal?
No. So, no, that's the thing. They could be. I love both of them. She could bring her, and they're beautiful. So, love seeing them together. And they both, like, wear the coolest clothes. Like, they are just such a cool couple. So, I would never care. But if one of my girlfriends brought her husband along, or boyfriend or partner or whatever, I'd be like, ah, this is killing the vibe. Like, you're not a girl.
Totally would.
And
no, it's just different.
But
it's
they different. Have said, they have set that where, yeah, you could come. Obviously, our friends wouldn't care. But let's keep it separate for that reason. Because
it's not so much about excluding the other gender. It's about having some time.
With your closest group of friends.
Yes.
And for most people, that tends to be same gender.
Yeah.
And I think that's
kind of a good rule.
I love that.
It's smart.
We were doing like a bachelorette party and we were like, do we invite her partner? Like, do we do that? And we reached out to her and she told me that. I thought, oh, that's cool.
That is.
Such a great conversation to have, especially when you're in a same-sex relationship.
Rule number four, no liking thirst trap photos on Instagram. So you can still look at them, just don't hit the like button.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of, I get it. Like, you really should probably be doing that. But anyway. But.
Right? I mean, not a big loss. Number five, don't follow Instagram models of the opposite sex.
I don't understand. Okay.
It seems a little needy or anxious. Like, how insecure? That's the word I'm looking for.
It's very insecure. But also, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's because I'm older now. I just I can't imagine just following Instagram models. Like, looking is one thing, but following, like, I'm going to follow this person.
What's the line in between?
Well, once you start following, now you're committed to seeing everything they post. Other things is just like, oh, what's this? And you go, geez, I just spent 5 minutes looking at this Instagram model.
Going
I won't
through
do that
every
again.
Photo she's posted like, for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that commitment level of now I'm following this person rather than just a, yeah, I fell into this stupid wormhole and now I won't do that.
Maitland, what do you think of Hot Wings logic?
I kind of agree.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen where I draw the line because I had a guy one time that I was dating who I caught sending Instagram models or like OnlyFans models and links and stuff. They were sending them back and forth to each other with like one of my guy friends. So it was like the guy I was dating and one of my guy friends were just sending these back and forth. Like, look at this like, one. Look at this one. Do you want a free video from this chick?
It's a little weird.
Oh, I was like, first of all, like
weird.
You're two dudes. Also, you bonded over your connection to me.
Yeah, we wrote one out of this picture. Not together, but the same picture. We're best friends.
I was like, this is weird. So I guess I was like, I don't care if you look at them, but like that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, to me, it's almost the kind of, you know, similar. Like if you were at a mall and you do kind of the head turn glance at an attractive woman versus turn your body and start following her through the mall. You know what I mean?
I suppose
it's different.
I suppose.
Like one's more a little more fleeting.
Yeah, that's true.
The other's a commitment to creepiness.
All right, there's five more rules. Shall we hold it over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's about friends. It's about what you can do at night. Passwords. Porn and marriage.